WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning.
Yeah, 7:39. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But this morning, I want to talk about what's in your glove box.
Yeah? Why are you so curious?
I just want to know. What do you got going on in there?
Yeah? Huh? Are you one of those guys who gets in, like, gets in somebody's car and immediately opens up the glove? What's in there?
Yeah, what's in there? What do you got in there?
What do you got in there?
Jesus!
Guy? Oh, Grandma, what you hiding in there?
I think it's interesting that because before, glove box served a purpose.
Mm-hmm. You know? For gloves?
For gloves. Yeah. You know, and some important papers. Now we just wedge everything in there. Mm-hmm. Mine, I do have my owner's manual.
Okay.
For my crappy truck. Mm-hmm. And you just open it and it says this truck's a piece of crap. I have a boat motor manual in there.
Okay.
I have Band-Aids.
Yep.
And about 500 sauce packets.
Oh,
that's nice. Where I put all my sauce packets.
What, from Taco Bell?
For Taco Bell, wherever. Any place they get sauce packets, all the leftovers go in the glove box. And I tell you what, one day, that's going to save me, Hunter. One day, I'm going to get stranded.
You're going to flip that truck. You're going to be upside down for 2 weeks.
In a ditch, living off of sauce packets.
Yep.
And everyone's going to be like, what is your secret? Yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, that was fire. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No,
burns.
So that's what's in mine. Honestly, I think the Band-Aids and the sauce packets are pretty good to have in there. No gloves.
How many of those Band-Aids have you actually used?
Quite a few, actually.
Really?
Quite a few. Believe it or not. Right. I'm quite clumsy. Mm-hmm. And my truck is quite rusty, so I cut my fingers a lot. So yeah, that's what I have in mind. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah,
nothing too crazy. What do you got? What do you got in your glove box?
Just a whole lot of tissues.
Tissues?
No. I have some tissues. I have business cards.
Use tissues.
What else do I have in there? There's a lot of stuff crammed in there, man.
Yeah, is one of yours where like I can close mine actually easily. Mine just right up.
Yeah, mine doesn't do that.
No, you got to slam it.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't open it because it gets caught. You know what I'm saying? And you got to like reach in there and like
do that little
with your fingers. Ah, okay. There it is. You know, I got business cards. I got, I think I have some candy in there.
You have candy in there?
Emergency candy. And
just melted Snickers bars.
All right. I got a few things in there.
Yeah.
I think I got a yo-yo in there.
There's no, what?
I know.
You would. You would have a damn yo-yo in there. Some marbles.
Quick, I need a yo-yo. I got one in my glove compartment.
You know, that's the kind of the way I see, you know, with like the sauce packets.
Yeah.
When that time comes, you're going to be the hero.
You will be.
You know what?
It's like, does anybody have any sauce packets? They didn't give me anything.
I didn't get anything.
Wait a second.
As a matter of fact.
I do. And it's in my glove compartment.
And they're gonna tell stories of my glory, my glove box glory.
So they're gonna love you.
Yeah.
But then when they're done using them, and you tell them that they've been in there since 2002, they're gonna be like, oh.
People die from my expired sauce packets that were in my glove box. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What do you have in your glove compartment? We'll have your answers when we come back.
That rocks.
All right. Good morning.
What's in your glove box?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's all I can do. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's in your glove compartment?
What's in the glove box?
What's
in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I hope it's not a head. Let's see. Hayden said registration and proof of insurance for the past 2.5 years. I think you can get rid of some of the older ones.
So here's the answer to that.
Yep.
Guys, take your registration, proof of insurance out of your glove box, put it in an envelope, and put it on your front left dash.
Yeah.
I had a cop tell me that one time, and I'm serious. And every time I've ever gotten pulled over, the cop respects it.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you know about that? I'm like, I had a cop tell me. We had him on our radio show. That's how I get away.
That's how you get away? Like, you're free to go.
Right.
You were speeding and smoking meth. You're fine.
Right, you're fine.
You're fine. Get out of here, you. You. Let's see. He also said he has receipts, candy bar wrappers, napkins, and for some reason, my marriage license. Maybe put that in a safe or something.
Yeah, you know, you'd think.
Let's see. Rachel has pads and tampons.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
I think Benny does, too. Yes.
Benny, why do you have so many tampons in here? This is insane. And they're heavy flow tampons, too. Right. What are you doing?
Yep. What?
Let's see. Cameron has a pair of my girlfriend's thongs. Not mine, but his. A pair of his girlfriend's thongs for good luck, he says. Now you got to hang those over the rearview mirror.
Would you kill a cheetah? What's that from Road Trip?
Road Trip. Oh, some, no. They're underwear. She gave them to me.
Man, some big-ass panties.
Ron said none of your dang business.
Who, Goose, Ron? Goose. Is that Goose?
Yeah. Goose, I already know what's in your glove box. Gooster.
Yeah, dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
I don't know.
It's the biggest glove box ever.
All right.
Elijah said my travels humidor for your cigars.
What's that?
A humidor.
Oh, you know, okay.
Maybe is that for your weed? Is that a humidor for your weed? I don't know. You put weed in a humidor?
I don't know. You put cigars
in there.
Yeah, to keep them moist.
Yeah, maybe just keep it moist. Zach has napkins. Jessica has gloves. And come on, Jessica.
See, you know, napkins, that's a great idea. But every time I put napkins in the glove box, anytime I need them, they're not there.
No.
I don't know what happens.
You use them all one time, and then you think they're in there.
Yeah.
And then they're not anymore.
Like, damn it, I thought I had napkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time. I could put a whole paper towel roll in there and it'd be gone somehow.
That's what I want to see. Just a wedge paper towel roll in there.
Get in there.
Get in there. Yeah, you pull up to a restaurant, they're like, you need napkins? No. I got paper towel.
Yep.
You keep the napkins. Give them to the next guy.
You know what somebody needs to do? They need to turn their glove box into like a little mini fridge.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, can you do that?
I'm sure you could. There's probably a way to set it up.
You know, for your six pack of Coke.
Soda in
sodas.
There.
You know?
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back.